News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The US President Donald Trump has said that he's going to once again extend his pause on threats that he made that he was going to attack Iran's energy infrastructure. And he says that talks with Tehran are going very well. Now, these are the talks that Iran said weren't happening until a couple of days ago. And now that they are, now they are saying that the offers being made by the US are one-sided and unfair. With us is Fawaz Gerges. He's Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. One assumes there must be some progress being made, Fawaz, if Donald Trump is pausing again those threats.
Well, I don't know whether we can talk about progress. We know that Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt, Qatar and Oman are rallying messages between Iran and the United States. And we know these messages have to do with ending the war. But the major problem lies in the fact that there is a massive, huge divide between the Americans and the Iranians. What President Trump is asking the Iranians to do is to submit and surrender. And this is basically after everything that the United States and Israel have done to Iran, now they're back to the same language. Iran accepted the cost of war because it refused to surrender, to submit. On the other hand, what Iran wants is a lasting end to the war. It does not really want a ceasefire, because twice before the United States and Israel deceived Iran and attacked Iran while Iran was talking to the United States. And Iran also wants lifting the sanctions, the economic sanctions by the United States and the international community that really broke the backbone of the Iranian economy.
And Fawaz, Iran also is Iran in any position to negotiate, because they are being pummeled by the Americans?
Well, I think Iran has survived. I think Iran has resisted. I think Iran has widened the war. Iran has increased the economic pain to you and me and the United States and the international community.
And do they have the scope Iran to keep
now
doing that?
Because Iran now controls the state of Hormuz. Not even a single ship can pass through the Strait of Hormuz without Iran's basically a green light.
And can they keep that up? Because the Americans have been very clear about saying that they can bomb with impunity, that they have hit a huge amount of the missile and drone sites. Have they got the infrastructural capacity to keep going? Have they the arsenal?
You know, I think there's a confusion about some of your questions. The question is not whether Iran can win this war. Iran cannot win this war. It's an asymmetrical warfare. The United States has been bombing Iran nonstop for the past, 27 days.
No, sorry, I wasn't asking could they win. I'm asking can they continue to fight?
Yes, absolutely. Iran has prepared itself to fight for a long time. I mean, this war has been basically strategized by Iranian leaders. Please don't misunderstand me. The United States and Israel has achieved some significant tactical gains. They have really destroyed Iran's great deal of its strategic capabilities and assassinated its top political and military leaders. But Iran can fight for years. That the United States and Israel can never win this war just using air power. And that's why it seems to me the next move on the part of Donald Trump is to basically launch a ground operation. Donald Trump is buying time. American special operation forces and commandos are in place now to carry out a massive ground operations. And in this sense, this war could really last for years, not just for a few weeks or a few months.
Fawaz, thank you very much for that analysis. Fawaz Gerges, Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.